Good morning and welcome to the Lord's house as we're privileged to offer worship and praise to God this morning. We would like to encourage everyone to please sign the registration pad, and if you will, please pass that on to your neighbors. In your bulletin, please take note of the activities that are taking place in the fellowship of the church this week. And of course, the main activity for us is our Vacation Bible School, which begins tomorrow morning. And we're gonna have a dedication of our volunteers for Vacation Bible School immediately after our time of visiting with one another. So we'd like to encourage our volunteers to please come forward and bring the little flyer that's there in your bulletin so we can respond to this responsive reading. We're also grateful for everyone's assistance with the food pantry needs as well as the July school supply collection. More about that in your bulletin. And the CWF Hanami group will not be meeting this Thursday, but instead will be meeting on the 27th. Also, it is wonderful to have Ryan back in our midst as he has returned with the high school students from their journey to Europe. And Ryan, it's a joy to have you as you share with us in the call to worship.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to be back. I invite you to stand for the call to worship. Come, let us praise the Lord. Let us sing for joy to God who protects us.
Let us come before him with thanksgiving and joyful songs.
Come, let us bow down and worship him.
Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
He is our God. We are the people he cares for, the flock for which he provides. We'll now sing hymn number 90, all stanzas of Come Christians Join to Sing.
Come, Christians, join to sing. Alleluia, amen. Loud praise to Christ we bring. Alleluia, amen. Let all with heart and voice before his throne rejoice. Praise me with grateful choice. Alleluia, amen. Come, lift your hearts on high. Alleluia, amen. Let praises fill the sky. Shall never end. Alleluia, amen. Praise yet our Christ again. Alleluia, amen. Life shall not end the strain. Alleluia.
Merciful and loving God, as we assemble together in your house of worship on this Sunday, before we celebrate Vacation Bible School, we give you thanks for the privilege to welcome and nurture children and youth in the Christian faith. As Christ's presence on earth was the truest and most immediate example of your presence among us, we pray that our lives may be a living testimony of your great love for the youngest among us. For it is in Christ's name that we give thanks and celebrate this Lord's Day. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
Please take a moment to greet your neighbors. May we have our Vacation Bible School volunteers come forward with the sheets, if you will, and certainly also our children. May you come forward for the children's message.
Tell me the stories of Jesus I love to hear. Things I would ask him to tell me if he were here. Scenes by the wayside, tales of the sea, stories of Jesus, tell them to me.
We're delighted to have a number of our volunteers here this morning. We also certainly had a number that came forward at the first service, too, to kind of make up the balance of everyone who's helping with Vacation Bible School. But Anna had asked us to have this dedication this morning for our Vacation Bible School program. As we see there in the bulletin, this insert, our Hero Hotline VBS begins this week. and amazing leaders have volunteered to provide leadership. We want to recognize our volunteers as you see them here this morning in front of us, as well as again in the first service. And from the book of Romans, we hear these words. So let's strive for the things that bring peace and the things that build each other up. You who have committed to lead are dedicating yourselves to leading the children, the heroes, who will be attending Vacation Bible School this week. You have committed to leading heroes to a deeper relationship with God through Jesus by guiding them to work together and with God to help others. As leaders, you must do the same and together commit to join God in helping others. And our leaders respond by saying, we ask you to help us extend an invitation to neighbors, relatives, and friends, and to join us at Hero Hotline VBS.
God, who has called us, teach us to follow Jesus as you learn to answer your call.
Heroes are called to follow Jesus.
God, who has called us, help us share your love to all of our neighbors and in our lives.
Heroes are called to help others.
God, who has called us, give us people to work alongside and give us courage, strength, and sometimes patience to work with them.
Heroes are called to work together.
God, who has called us, help us learn to hear your voice and to discern the limitations of seeing ourselves.
Heroes are called to listen to God.
God, who has called us, thank you for your grace to show us and help us show that grace to us.
Heroes are called to show grace. And the congregation responds by saying, we pray that the Holy Spirit will guide and direct your steps. We pray that heroes who attend VBS sense the presence of the Holy Spirit in their lives and will be endowed with gifts that God provides. Gracious God, thank you for these people you have called to your service. Give each leader a kind and compassionate heart for each child and youth. Fill their hearts with love. Help them be a blessing to all who take part in our Hero Hotline Vacation Bible School program. Let's give our volunteers a hand. Praise God. Thank your assistance as we begin the new week. And we want to encourage our children to stay while our leaders go ahead and back to the seats. But children, please stay for the children's message.
Okay, good morning. So are we all excited for VBS? Yeah? Yeah, we have so much fun, don't we? Yes, we do. Okay, I'm going to tell you, do you know that VBS started on 30 years ago? Cutting out there, Bob. 130 years. Whoa. But you know what? I'll bet the VBS they had isn't as cool as the ones Miss Anna does here. I'll bet they're not. It was started by a Sunday school teacher who decided she wanted more time with her kids. Yes, because we love you. Okay, shh. So the first VBS was 4 weeks long. You think you can handle that, volunteers? Yeah. 4 weeks long and 40 kids. Pretty awesome. We're only going to have it for a week, but we're going to have so much fun, and we're going to learn so much. It's going to be great. Shall we have a little prayer? Yes, good. God, we thank you so much for this opportunity to spend this special week with our kids and with kids from the neighborhoods. We ask that we help, that you help us to learn and to grow and to share your love with all of the children and the people in the church. In Jesus' name we pray, and we say, amen.
Thank you, Kathy. There may not be many of us who can remember a four-week-long vacation Bible school, but I am wondering how many of you can remember a two-week-long vacation Bible school every day, Monday through Friday, like about from about 8 o'clock until 3 p.m. with lunch provided? Anybody? Am I the only one who experienced that? Surely I'm not. Yeah, Lynn, I see you. Used to have vacation Bible. Oh, yes. Yeah, there we go. Used to have vacation Bible school for two solid weeks with lunch and everything. Boy, that was back in the days when more moms were staying home and not working outside the household for sure. Thank you, Kathy, and thank you to our volunteers. As we go to God in prayer, we want to lift up Linda Stevens, who's normally here with this service, but she is home now as she's having some difficulties with her back, a leg, and a knee, and seeking treatment for all of those concerns. We also lift up Jill Gregory. Yesterday, she moved from North Kansas City Hospital back to the Newmark Rehabilitation Center. We also lift up Jean and Betty Lundy, as Jean is back at North Kansas City Hospital dealing with an infection. We do want to lift up that our Celebration of Life service for Don Thomas will be this coming Saturday, the 22nd. The visitation will start at 10 o'clock, and of course the service will follow at 11 o'clock. We certainly keep Judy and David, Camille, Daniil and Rob, Billy and Amber, and Don's brother Gail, as well as other family members in prayer. We also lift up Louise Russick, as she's also making her recovery at the Newmark Rehabilitation Center. Ken Weaver's brother's in the hospital. His name is Terry Weaver. He's in the hospital in Centennial, Colorado. My wife, Carrie, again, the surgery went well. Anytime the surgeon comes out and says, I'm pleased with how everything worked out, that we always take that as a good sign, right? But she had some complications as we're trying to get out of the hospital, the front end of this last week, and so she's still staying at home right now, but making steady progress. Also, we lift up Kathy and David Archer. David was with us at the first service. Kathy's still making good progress with the recovery from that back surgery. We want to lift up Lauren Kirby. Many of you may remember Helen and Kirby. We recall that Kirby made the move to be in Mesa, Arizona with his son Mike and his family. But Kirby's having more health concerns at the present time. I did have a chance to speak with Kirby on the phone, and it just so happened to be that Shelley was visiting this weekend as well, and it was certainly good to be able to touch base with them verbally. So keep him in prayer, please. Susan Hanks, we lift him up in prayer as she's continuing her physical therapy. And among family members, we lift up Rihanna and John Ralston, daughter and son of Ruth Ann. And also in our prayers, we lift up Psalm and Glenn Bartley's son, Johnny, Perla Mora's niece, Michelle, Lana Witten's granddaughter, Samantha, and her daughter, Beth, and Luella Scott's niece, Michelle, and certainly Bonnie Wisdom's son-in-law, Chris Bishop. So with all of these people upon our hearts, may we bow our heads before the Lord's presence this morning. Merciful and loving God, we give you thanks for the privilege to assemble in your house of worship and to feel your living and comforting presence among us. For as Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. And especially this week, as we are privileged to welcome children and youth to our Vacation Bible School program, we pray, O God, that the endeavors of our leaders will be a living witness of your great love that all of us have experienced through Christ's presence and example here on earth. For all of the adults and youth who are volunteering to serve this week, we are genuinely grateful, for it is in the living presence of one another that we are most readily able to experience your living and compassionate presence. For even Jesus said of himself to Philip in John chapter 14, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." Scriptures have also revealed to us in John chapter 1 that through Jesus, your word became a human being and full of grace and truth, lived among us. We saw your glory, which Jesus revealed as the Father's only Son. So as we experience your living presence most fully through Jesus' example, we do pray, O God, that the youngest among us this week will surely experience your genuine presence in all that is presented in Vacation Bible School. For it is in Christ's name that we offer this prayer, as we also recite the prayer Jesus teaches us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For about $100, you can buy a sturdy aluminum or fiberglass ladder and safely maneuver your way up and down most places around your house. For about $300, you can buy a sturdy aluminum extension ladder that will allow you to climb to the height of about 26 feet, you know, almost that of about a two-story building. Yet for most of us, it's a height that we'd rather leave to the professional folks. This reminds us that accessibility in many ways isn't too terribly expensive. But when we consider accessibility to God, we realize that Christ our Lord paid the great price for our ability to share in the glory of God's eternal kingdom. As 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 reminds us, he himself bore our sins in his body on a tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, Paul tells us that it is through Christ that all of us are able to come to the Spirit and into the presence of the Father. It is when we realize the magnitude of the great price that Jesus paid for our access to God that we are humbled to take our place at the table. And we share in the bread and the cup that remind us of the sacrifice made for our spiritual access to God. Our communion hymn this morning, we turn to hymn number 408, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. We'll sing stanzas 1 and 4, please.
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will.
As we gather at the Lord's table, we again remember those words given to us by the Apostle Paul when he said, For I received from the Lord the teaching that I pass on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took a piece of bread. He gave a prayer of thanks and said to them, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in memory of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took a cup, gave thanks to God, and gave it to them, saying, This cup is God's new covenant, sealed with my blood. Whenever you drink it, do so in memory of me. And this means that every time you eat this bread and drink from this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. May we bow our heads as Jerry leads us in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, as we gather around your table this morning, we ask for your blessing on the loaf and cup that represent your Son Jesus' broken body and blood on the cross. Prepare our hearts to accept that love shown by Jesus' sacrifice to take our sins to the cross for our redemption. Guide us as we partake of the cup and loaf that we might humbly serve you in all of our words and deeds. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
And these are the gifts of God for the people of God. We welcome you to share this morning. Mm-hmm. We tend to venerate Jesus and we forget that in his earthly form, he came from a very modest, low-income working family. Luke chapter 2, verse 24 reveals that Jesus' purification ceremony was one in which his parents presented the offering of two doves. Leviticus chapter 12, verse 8 tells us that the doves were permitted as a substitute for those families who simply could not afford the customary offering of the much more expensive lamb. As we give of our resources for God's glory, for the benefit of others, may we recognize that Mary and Joseph, as the parents of Jesus, gave all they could, and also that our Lord Jesus ultimately gave his all as he became that final sacrificial lamb for the forgiveness of humanity's sin. Thus, may we be compelled to give generously as we are led in a word of prayer and receive our tithes and offerings.
Dear God, we thank you for your faithfulness, and out of your great mercy, you have blessed us so richly. And as we come to you this morning with our tithes and our offerings, may they be a blessing to many and to further your kingdom. Please bless these gifts and bless the givers. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Stand. Lord God, we pray this offering is used for your glory, now and always. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Please be seated. Scripture text I share with you this morning, this is from Mark's Gospel, the 10th chapter, verses 13 through 16. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. And when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. May we offer a word of prayer, please. Holy God, your Son Jesus expressed your great love through the marvelous and compassionate way that he took young children into his arms, placed his hands on them, and indeed blessed them. May we in like manner be so genuinely compassionate toward the children in which you entrust to our care, as we strive to offer them a living expression of your great love. For it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. This week, we are privileged to welcome and nurture children and youth in the faith of Jesus Christ as we have our Vacation Bible School program. And indeed, as we welcome children and youth into our fellowship to study God's Word, to sing praises to God, and to experience loving relationships in the fellowship of faith, we may wonder, what was the status of children in biblical times, and how did our Lord Jesus respond to children in his day? In ancient and biblical times, children in many cultures were vulnerable to so many precarious circumstances. For starters, the mortality rate was extremely high. And for families with limited means, children were often sold into indentured slavery when there was simply not enough to feed them. Wives and children were also, in so many cultures, considered property of the patriarch of the family. Even in Jesus' day, a Roman father had so much power over his wife and children that he could order their deaths. Even when sons were adults, he could even order the death of a son. And most grievous of all, in many pagan religions, including the Baal worship that confronted the Israelites when they entered the land of Canaan, in times of poor harvest or drought, children were brutally offered as sacrifices to the pagan gods. Sadly, at points even in their own history, some generations of the Israelites got caught up in this evil pagan practice. It's revealed to us in the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, the 7th chapter, beginning with the 30th verse. Here God is speaking through the prophet as he says, "The people of Judah have done an evil thing. They have placed their idols, which I hate, in my temple and have defiled it. In Hinnom Valley, they have built an altar called Topheth, so that they can sacrifice their sons and daughters in the fire." And then, of course, God says to them in the text, "I do not command them to do this. I did not even have it enter my mind." Needless to say, you can see it was very difficult for children to be given much thoughtful consideration and importance in those ancient times. Yet into this arena, what we must understand is that the Hebrew faith, followed by what Jesus had to offer in the Christian faith, brought a measure of justice and hopefulness and elevated the significance of family, wives, and children. God and his people of the Hebrew faith did not view children as a burden or a nuisance, and certainly not as a sacrificial offering. In fact, the dramatic story recorded in Genesis chapter 22 of Abraham's near sacrifice of his son Isaac, who was replaced by the ram caught in the brush, was an oral tradition narrative told to generations of Israelites, and one of the main messages of that narrative was to declare that the God of the Hebrew people would never tolerate the sacrifice of God's children. The importance of children is celebrated in Psalm 127, verse 3, which states, "Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him." And Psalm 127, verse 4 declares, "Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth." The practice of blessing children was an ancient Hebrew custom by the time Jesus came to the earth. It dated back to the time of the third patriarch. You remember again the patriarchs? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Here it was Jacob who laid his hands on the heads of Ephraim and Manasseh in order to bless them, as Genesis chapter 48 tells us. Thus, by the time Jesus is on the scene, it was a typical custom of the day for parents of children to ask a rabbi of notoriety to bless their children. And of course, as the stories and witness of Jesus' healing events spread across the land, one can easily see why parents are seeking out Jesus to fulfill this ancient Hebraic custom of laying hands upon the heads of their children and saying comforting words of blessing. We can easily imagine the lengthy and crowded lines of anticipatory parents who were holding in their arms the youngest children, even as the older, more ambulatory children were scurrying around in the crowd as time is passing. As this crowd of parents and children is growing, our story tells us in Mark chapter 10, verse 13, that Jesus' disciples take it upon themselves to rebuke, as the text says, the parents. Maybe they didn't intend to be so insensitive. In the midst of all the business of people seeking an audience with Jesus, the disciples may have simply felt that the needs of the young children weren't as important as the need for the adults to hear what Jesus had to say, or for those who were experiencing illness to actually be healed. In their own misguided way, though, they were seeking to screen out those who would not be privileged to be close to Jesus that day. And we discover that Jesus is none too happy about their initiative. We read in that first portion of the 14th verse, when Jesus saw this, the text says in the New International Version and several others, he was indignant. Indignant comes from a Greek word, agonapteo, which means one who is irritated or exasperated. A dictionary definition that truly seems to indicate where Jesus is in this circumstance is the feeling of anger or annoyance at what is perceived to be unfair treatment of another person. In the Gospel of Mark, this same word of Jesus being indignant is later used on a couple of occasions here in this Gospel. First, just a little further down in this 10th chapter, Jesus is clearly indignant when the disciples are vying for positions of authority when the brothers James and John ask to be positioned at Jesus' left and right sides when he enters into God's kingdom. And then a little later in the Gospel, chapter 14, verse 4, Jesus is clearly indignant with the Jewish leaders who are accusing Mary of Bethany of wasting money when she anoints Jesus' feet with her expensive perfume. Here in today's story, in Mark chapter 10, verse 14, our Lord is clearly, if you will, put out by the disciples' efforts to exclude the children and their parents from simply being in his presence, for the children to simply be blessed. Jesus declares in the 14th verse as it continues, "Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." From his sharp rebuke toward his disciples, we can clearly see that Jesus has a great love and interest in children and their parents. We experience Christ's love for children as he speaks in John chapter 16, verse 21, of the delight that a mother experiences after giving birth and now experiences her newborn child. And as he comments on parental love, in which a parent listens to every child's request, as it's recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verse 9. We must also realize that even in the midst of all the pressures Jesus faces, as multitudes seek after his teachings, as so many are seeking after his healing powers, and even as Jewish leaders are plotting to destroy him, here we see that our Lord Jesus is seeking after and truly enjoying the great delight that children can offer as he provides this eagerly anticipated ancient Hebrew custom of blessing the children. Jesus's genuine and great love is clearly on display to the children, to the parents, to the disciples, and to everyone else in the crowd. Jesus moves away from the concerns of everyone else, and he focuses on these children. For verse 16 tells us in Mark 10, "And he took the children in his arms, he placed his hands on them, and he blessed them." In a world where children were so often perceived as property, were brushed aside and sold into slavery, just imagine the great joy that filled the hearts of these children and their parents as Jesus put his words into gentle and loving action as he took these children into his arms and indeed blessed them. Just imagine the grand smiles, the laughter, the exuberant feelings that filled the place. And you know, if you have the privilege to be around young children, you know exactly what I am talking about. Even for people like me, where grandchildren are a distance away, it's amazing how much joy can just fill your heart, soul, and mind, even if you're looking at their faces in these little screens in front of you. And a child says, "Grandpa," you know, or is saying something that delights you, or what you say or do delights them. It is indeed profound joy. And this is what Jesus experienced, even for himself, as he blesses these children. Jesus' example inspires us in our own day and time, as we are blessed to welcome children whom God brings into our care, not only every week, but certainly during this week of vacation Bible school. And so, if you haven't signed up, you can, right after this service. And you can be here tomorrow and to help us out. Here at Berry Christian Church, we are privileged every Sunday to lift up the significance of children and indeed their families when our children are the acolytes who bring forth the candle light we call the light of Christ. We are privileged every Sunday to lift up the significance of children and their families when we welcome our children to come forward here to listen to the children's message presented by Kathy. We're privileged every Sunday to celebrate our youth as they serve as junior deacons. And we're privileged to celebrate the blessing of children and young people when they present special music and worship. We are privileged to celebrate the blessing of young people, indeed, as they share in our youth group program with James and Caitlin and Kathy, or when, indeed, they help with various volunteer services for the benefit of others. I remember even just this past fall season when Val Stringer was still living in her home, so many of us all, we gathered over to her big yard and we raked and we raked and we raked leaves. Val had more leaves than God. Oh, we raked and raked, but you know, Val was out there not necessarily to help rake, but she was out there to be present. And it was so amazing to see how much joy the very presence of children there at her home brought to her that day. Right? Praise God. And so the sign outside, welcome the children. Our text this morning, Matthew chapter 10, verse 14, a portion of it. Let the children come to me, Jesus says. Do not stop them, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. If you don't know Christ, today's your day to make that conversion that will transform your life. Today is your day to come forward and become part of our fellowship here at Berry Christian Church. I extend the invitation as we turn to hymn number 601, I Am Thine, O Lord. We'll sing stanzas 1 and 4, please.
I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
We thank you for being in the Lord's house this morning, and we're indeed grateful for everyone who will be helping with our Vacation Bible School program this week. As a reminder, we will be setting up all of the classrooms and the sanctuary for VBS immediately after the service for those who are able to stay and help us with that task. And for that, your assistance, we would indeed be grateful. We wish you the very best as you journey forward in the new week. May we pray. Lord God, we give thanks for the privilege to be in your house, to lift up your word, and to comprehend your great love for us all, the young, the old, and all. It is in Christ's name that we give thanks as we depart. Amen.
O Master, let me walk with thee in lowly paths of service free. Tell me thy secret. Spirit, help me bear the strain of toil, the fret of care, in hope that sends a shining ray far down the future's broadening way, in peace that only thou canst give with thee, O Master, let me live.